In a minute, we'll calculate how many bottles of bourbon $100 million could buy. It's a lot. But first, why? That's how much some political observers say the U.S. Senate race in Kentucky could end up costing. It would make it the most expensive Senate race in history. And why wouldn't it be? It's at the heart of the battle for the control of the U.S. Senate. And it's a matter of pride, because the incumbent, Mitch McConnell, is the top Republican in the Senate. It turns out he's also pretty unpopular in his home state, which has created an opening for Kentucky's Democratic Secretary of State, Allison Lundergan Grimes. Sam Youngman is a political reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader, and he joins us now. Hi.
Hi, Tamara. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Do you know exactly how much money has been spent on this race so far?
Well, it looks like between $25 and $30 million had been spent by the end of the spring. But that ends April 30th. So we've seen a lot of spending since then, and it's hard to say just how much has been out there already.
The number that's being thrown around as an expected final total is $100 million between the candidates, the national party committees, and the outside groups. Do you think they'll hit that by November?
I really don't know. I mean, they're going to have to start spending in a hurry, I would say, because the spending hasn't quite matched the levels we were expecting so far. That being said, we've got a couple months to go. It's only getting more intense, and I certainly expect to see more outside money in play. So really, I think the sky's the limit for these groups because the stakes are just so high.
All this talk about spending potentially $100 million on a Senate race made us wonder what else you could get for $100 million in Kentucky. So we got out our calculators and we made some calls.
Rick Redmond.
Hi, Rick. This is Tamara from NPR.
How you doing, Tamara?
Rick Redmond is the vice president of corporate communications for Louisville Slugger.
The official bat of Major League Baseball.
He did some back-of-the-envelope calculations. About $75 a bat. 750 major leaguers, 10 dozen bats a year per player.
$100 million would buy enough Louisville Slugger bats to last every player in Major League Baseball nearly 15 years.
That sounds like a long time.
That's a long time. That is more than twice the length of the average Major League Baseball career.
$100 million could fill the seats of University of Kentucky's Rupp Arena for nearly five seasons of Wildcat basketball games. It could also buy a lot of bourbon.
Think of it as Kentucky brown water.
We called up Bill Samuels, Jr., Chairman Emeritus of Maker's Mark Distillery.
If you take the average selling price of bottle makers across the country, it's right at $25. And that would mean 4 million bottles. And we have slightly more than 4 million people in Kentucky. So that would be a bottle for everybody.
Or just my first year and a half of college.
That's political reporter Sam Youngman again. The point of all this is to say $100 million is kind of an abstract concept, just a big number, but it could pay for a lot of stuff.
It's really remarkable. I mean, especially in a state as poor as this one. I mean, we just found out yesterday that in Frankfort, the state capital, they're facing a $90 million budget shortfall.
So we've sort of been talking about this money like it's going into a black hole. Where is this money going, and is it trickling down to the economy in Kentucky?
Well, I think the majority of the funds that will be spent here in Kentucky will be going to television advertising. That's what we've seen so far. I'll always remember being in New Hampshire in 2004 and seeing the WMUR station's brand new building, and they called it the house that Steve Forbes built because he'd spent so much money there during 2000. They built a new television station. I would say that this is a great time to own a television station in Kentucky.
Sam Youngman is a political reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tamara.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you some art,
a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million,